There aren't very, very many recordings available to play where Carl actually conducted the band. I happen to have a couple of them available here. This one was made on the occasion of his 80th birthday concert in 1971, just a month before he died. And at that time, he was given an award by the American School Band Directors Association. You will hear him introducing the gentleman who was giving the award, and afterwards you'll hear him playing a march that he wrote for Edwin Franco Goldman.
My pleasure now to introduce the president of the American School Band Directors Association from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, our good friend, Mr. R. Dean Forrest. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a real pleasure to be on the program for the birthday party for Carl Kane. Representing the American School Band Directors Association, composed of over 1,000 members in 50 states, all of the membership, I am sure, wish him a happy birthday and wish him well. We consider him one of us. We consider him a music educator. There isn't a band student or music student in the United States that does not know the name Carl King or hasn't played Carl King's music. Because we consider Carl King in such high esteem, the American School Band Directors Association has elected to present their highest award, the Goldman Award, to Carl King. I would like to introduce the past president of the American School Band Directors Association, Mr. Bob Dean from Spencer, Iowa.
Dr. King, Mr. Foss, distinguished guests, members of the band, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Foss and I are here this afternoon on behalf of the American School Band Directors Association to pay tribute to a truly great man and to confer upon him the highest honor which can be bestowed upon a director of bands in these United States of America. You Fort Dodge people surely don't need to be reminded that you have a famous man in your midst, but I would like to make this observation. There is no man in the band world today who commands more respect or for whom there is more genuine affection than Iowa's own Carl King. Now, I would like to tell you something of the background of this coveted award before making the presentation. In 1964, the family of the late Dr. Edwin Franco Goldman, distinguished conductor of the famous Goldman Band in New York City, composer and co-founder of the American Bandmasters Association, authorized the American School Band Directors Association to make an annual award in the name of Dr. Goldman. The following stipulations were determined by members of the Goldman family and the ASBDA Goldman Award Committee. The Edwin Franco Goldman Award is to be given for outstanding contributions to the advancement of school bands on both state and national levels. The recipient may or may not be a member of the American School Band Directors Association. but shall be an active or retired director whose major field of contribution has been in elementary, junior high, or senior high school band work. And finally, nominations for this award shall be made by the ASBDA Executive Board. And final selection of the recipient shall be made by a committee composed of all past presidents of the American School Band Directors Association. Because of Dr. King's most outstanding contributions to school bands, to band music, and to the band movement generally, the Goldman Award Committee unanimously voted to waive the second of the three major stipulations in order that this top national recognition could be conferred upon Dr. Carl L. King. The officers, executive board, and entire membership of the American School Band Directors Association salute Dr. King upon the occasion of his receiving this top national honor according to band directors, the Edwin Franco Goldman Award. Dr. King, if you'll come forward. I would like to present to Dr. King at this time this solid silver medallion properly inscribed as a memento of this tremendously important occasion in the band world today. Our congratulations to Dr. King. That couldn't happen to a finer man.
Senator Joe Goldman, I think he's from Keller or thereabouts.
It is with honor and pleasure that I bring congratulations to you, Mr. King, from the Iowa Legislature. And to so honor you, they passed this resolution. I'm not sure of your politics, but it passed both houses without a dissenting vote. I would like to read this resolution to you. Whereas Carl King, noted Fort Dodge, Iowa band director and composer, will celebrate his 80th birthday on February 21st, 1971, and whereas on this date the American School Band Directors Association will honor Mr. King through the presentation of its Edwin Franco Goldman Award for outstanding contribution to the advancement of school bands, an honor never before bestowed on one outside the field of music education, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate, the House concurring, that we pay homage to Mr. King, whose creativity has given the world of band music a rich heritage that has touched the lives of each of us. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be presented to Mr. King on February 21st, 1971 at the annual Fort Dodge Winter Concert. Roger W. Jepson, President of the Senate, Lieutenant Governor of the State of Iowa. William H. Harver, Speaker of the House, House of Representatives of the State of Iowa. I hereby certify that this resolution originated in the Senate and is known as Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 15, 64th General Assembly, First Session, State of Iowa. It's a real pleasure.
return the favor to Mr. Goodelman and his band by playing the march of the Latin Band, which I wrote for him nearly 35 years ago. The Goodelman Band March. The Goodelman Band March.